الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها، وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the inception of this human being in this world, from the day the child is born, every human being is engaged in a conflict, in a battle. However, this is one conflict and one battle that Khalika Kainat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has already predetermined that no human being is going to be successful. The conflict I am referring to, and before I elaborate, the sad reality is that majority of us are oblivious of this conflict. Not only oblivious, majority of us are in denial. Conflict I am referring to is the conflict against time. Like the poet puts it beautifully, لو كانت الدنيا تدوم لأهلها لكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيها مخلدا. That if anybody was going to be victorious against time, if this world was going to grant perpetuity to anyone, then Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have drunk from the cup of death. But unequivocally, unambiguously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran directly addresses his Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This mode of expression is direct address. Innaka, verily you, my beloved, mayyit, will die. Wa innahum mayyitun, and every one of them will die. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Kullu man 'alayha fan. Kullu shay'in halik illa wajha. Wa inna laja'iluna ma 'alayha sa'idan juruza. All these verses of the Quran, one basic message: no one has come to live in this world. Everyone has come to die. Mort, death, is an absolute certainty and an absolute reality that is facing each and every one of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to conscientize us. Today you ask somebody, "Bhai, what is valuable?" He'll tell you, gold is valuable, silver is valuable, property is valuable. Having the right investments are valuable. Chasing behind this dunya, accumulating material wealth, this is value. The value of those things, existential though they may be, is in its place. But what is more valuable than that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam is haqq. When Allah introduces his kalam, look at this mode of expression: ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Allah says, this is the book, there is no doubt in it. وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. وتمت كلمة ربك صدقا وعدلا لا مبدل لكلماته لا تبديل لكلمات الله إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل. Quran is haq. To doubt any letter, any nukta, any harf of Quran is kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His kalam is haq. Allah does not need to take qasam and oath. You and I today, we feel the need sometimes to convince somebody we take qasam and oath. Because more often than not, instead of speaking the truth, we are speaking lies. So on the odd occasion, when we're speaking the truth, we have to take qasam to convince the guy that, listen, I'm speaking the truth. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need to take qasam. Yet how many places in the Quran Allah takes qasam on aspects of time? Wal fajr, by the oath of the daybreak. Was subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the dawn as it takes a breath. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسَرْ, by the oath of the night as it passes the day. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, by the oath of the day as it lights up. وَالْعَصَرْ, by the oath of time itself. Not only aspects of time, but those portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured, Allah takes qasam and oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَالضُّحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these qasams and oaths, why? Hame bedar karne ke liye, hame aga karne ke liye, hame jinjorne ke liye, to shake us up, to conscientize us, that, oh my banda, not only is your gold and silver and property and investments valuable, your jewelry sets you can find a deep safety deposit box, you can put it in a bank vault, your excess cash you want to hide from the receiver, put it underneath the mattress. You lose a job today, you'll get another job tomorrow. Some investment goes off today, you'll do another investment tomorrow. But which safety deposit box and which bank vault are you going to lock up time? This tick, 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 tick of the clock. This incessant, inexorable, unstoppable motion that Quran encapsulates in the expressions, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Day follows night, night follows day. Day is wrapped up by night, night is wrapped up by day. Day is entered into night, night is entered into day. And like a block of ice relentlessly melting away in the glare of the sunlight, the seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years of our lives are slipping away. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu beautifully explains this. He says, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. He says, will you not observe? Will you not take lesson? Will you not heed this movement of day and night? What is happening? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ, every new thing is made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ, every distant thing is brought near. It seems only yesterday the child was born. The parents were envisaging in their mind's eye, the day my son will get graduate, the day my daughter will get married, the day this milestone or that milestone will be achieved, and at that time, it appears that that is in the distant future. But how quickly does the time not pass? And the bewafai and disloyalty of this dunya, how often the father is envisaging the day my son will graduate, and the reality on the ground is the same elderly father is carrying the janazah of that young son. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ, he says, every distant thing is brought near. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ, and every promise of Allah with this movement of time will be made into a reality. What promise? وَلَكُمْ ميعاد يوم لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا تستقدمون. The day you were born already, there is an appointed time, the time of your mort, the time of your death. And when that time comes, لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا تستقدمون, there will be no extension given to anyone. This time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has locked this makhluk. Allah has constricted, constrained, confined us to the ravages of time. And the tragedy, my respected brothers, is that this is such an ajeeb creation of Allah. You sit in a car, you press the accelerator, car goes forward. Ship moves forward, aeroplane moves forward, everything moves forward. We think time is also moving forward. Time is not moving forward. Time is receding. You are not gaining time, you are losing time. Hasan Basri rahimahullah describes this. He says, Al-mawtu ma'qudun binawasikum. He says, moth and death has caught you by your forelocks, it's in front of you. وَالدُّنْيَا تُتْوَى مِي وَرَائِكُمْ. And this life, this time is being wrapped up behind you. And instead of realizing that the movement of time is a loss and not a gain, this pagal, foolish insan is celebrating the passage of time. Like the poet says, إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الْرِبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَضِي إِذَا قِيلَ تَمَّ الْعَامُ فَهِيَ كِنَايَةٌ وَتَرْجُمَةٌ عَنْ شَطْرِ عُمْرٍ قَدْ انْقَضَى. He says, foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. New year, you celebrate. Birthday, you celebrate. Anniversary, you celebrate. The hallmarks by which the movement and the ravages of time are acknowledged, instead of becoming a wake-up call for us, instead of becoming a source of ibrat, like that blind jamaat that is following, waladdallin amin, following the Yahud and the Nasara, following the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they celebrate, so you celebrate. It defies logic. What are you celebrating? Fudail bin Ayaz rahimullah, he saw one person. He asked him, Kama ta'alayka min umrik? He said, my brother, how old are you? This person said, Situna sana. He says, I'm 60 years of age. He let out a deep sigh and he said, Mundu sitina sana tasiru ila rabbik yushiku an tasil? He says, my brother, for the last 60 years, you are on a journey, you are on a train of life. Don't you think the time to reach your destination is coming near? That 2 foot by 4 foot hole in the ground in that Qabristan, that home of insects and loneliness and darkness, you have forgotten it, it has not forgotten you. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Qabr is calling out every day. Ana baytul dud, ana baytul dhulma, ana baytul wahda, ana baytul wakhsha. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of fear. I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself. How long are you going to let the ringing of coins? How long are you going to let the glitter and glamour of the lights of this world blind you to the reality? That with every passing day and every passing year, that qabr is coming closer and closer and closer. Someone saw a janazah going past. They asked Abu Darda, whose janazah is that? He said, my brother, that is your janazah. And if you don't like what I'm saying, take it as my janazah. Yet, celebrating. Inna lanafrahu bilayyami naqta'uha. He says, pagal insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. Kulla yawmin madha yudni min al-ajali. Yet every passing day, every passing year, every new year, every birthday, every anniversary is taking you closer to your qabr. I always mention this. A few years ago, I went to one relative's house. I asked him where you came from. He said, I came from a birthday party. How old was the person? He says, 60 years of age. 60 years of age and still celebrating. One wonders how you're going to fit 60 candles on the cake. And nowadays with the type of activities people do to destroy their respiratory system, when a 60-year-old man tries to blow out the 60 candles, whether he'll get blown out first or the candles will get blown out first, is doubtful. And yet still we are celebrating. Many of us might even be wondering, what new year? It's not December. Our new year is not December. Our new year is Muharram. And Allah has made it such that this ummah has to revisit in Muharram certain great lessons that remind us of what a rich heritage Allah has given us. We don't welcome the new year with parties and with bursting candles and with firework displays and with displays of extravagance and israf. No! We welcome the new year with tears, with the acknowledgement of the value of this deen that has reached us. On the one hand, galaxy of Sahaba, the world will never see a jamaat like this, ulaika ashabu Muhammad, the companions of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah has placed a seal on, radiyallahu anhum wa radhu an. Allah is pleased with them, they pleased Allah. And they are pleased with Allah. Ulama say amongst the galaxy of Sahaba, Sahaba wa murid, they desired hidayat. There was one Sahabi that had a special distinctive characteristic. He was murad. His hidayat was desired by Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His hidayat was desired by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first hijrah to Abyssinia is taking place. Few Muslims are leaving Makkah. They are going towards Abyssinia. In that jamaat is Umm Abdullah bint Abi Khatma. As she is leaving on the outskirts of Makkah, she runs into Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar asks her, where are you going? She says, you people and the Quraysh of Makkah has made it unbearable, untenable for us to live in Makkah. Persecution, torment, hardship on a daily basis. So we are migrating to Abyssinia. Short conversation takes place. As she continues the journey, Amir bin Rabi'ah is with her. She recounts to him this conversation that took place with Umar. When he hears the tone of her voice, he's surprised. He says, oh, may Abdullah afatamati fi Islami? Are you harboring a hope that Umar will accept Islam? She says, yes. He says, by Allah, I take qasam. The donkey of Umar will accept Islam. Umar will never accept Islam. That kind of zulmat, kufr in the heart. He takes the sword out. Occasion of Jummah is too limited. I'm not going to details. Brazen sword, and Umar is walking with the sword raised up to carry out the greatest guna and crime any human being can commit. The intention is to murder Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Na'udhu billah. One side that kufr, the other side the hands of the Habib of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are raised. Allahumma aizzal Islam bi akhadil amarain. Oh Allah, strengthen. Oh Allah, strengthen Islam with one of the two Amrs. Amr bin Hisham, Abu Jahl, or Umar bin Khattab. This dua is accepted in the haqq of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His heart is melted. He accepts Islam. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Inna Islam Umar kana fathan. The Islam of Umar was a victory for the Muslims. وَهِجْرَتُهُ كَانَتْ نُسْرًا. His hijrat was the special help of Allah. وَإِنَّ إِمَارَتَهُ كَانَتْ رَحْمَةً. The khilafat of Umar was a mercy of Allah. وَوَاللَّهِ مستطعنا أن نصلي ظاهرين عند الكعبة حتى أسلم عمر. And by the قسم of Allah, we could not even make salah openly in front of the haram of Mecca until Umar accepted Islam. Such a personality. Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters the masjid. Right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar. He holds the hands of both of them, raises it up and says, هَكَذَا نُحْشَرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the Day of Judgment. Hajjatul Wada, Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah is looking with special mercy at my Sahaba today, and He is looking specially at Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌ لَكَانَ عُمَرُ. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. He said, I have two ministers in the heavens, two ministers on the earth. Jibreel and Mikael are my ministers of the heavens. Abu Bakr and Umar are my ministers on the earth. He said, Abu Bakr, your example is like Ibrahim alayhi salam. Umar, your example is like Nuh alayhi salam. One occasion he said, Abu Bakr, your example is like Isa alayhi salam. Umar, your example is like Musa alayhi salam. Basharat upon basharat, glad tiding upon glad tiding. Musalla of Masjid al-Nabawi, Imam, it is the 27th of Zulhijjah. Firoz Abu Lulu, Mal'un the accursed, fire worshipper, attacks Sayyidina Umar, pierces the dagger into his stomach, blood spurting from his body, he's carried, imagine, attacked on the Musalla. Next 2 or 3 days, in and out of consciousness, when he would eat, drink any milk or food, it would come out of his intestines. Each time, this, my respected brothers, is the point. We have become an ummah of rituals, bayans, customs. The sabak and lesson we don't take. Each time he would come out of consciousness, when he would open his eyes, the question he would ask, has the time for salah come? Has the time for salah come? And he would say, لَا خَذَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةِ. There is no shame in Islam for the one who will not perform his salah. First of Muharram, head is on the lap of Abdullah bin Umar, his son. دَأْخَدِّي فِي الْأَرْضِ. Oh my son, place my head on the ground. Father, blood splattered all over, such a feeble condition. Abdullah bin Umar finds it difficult to relent. So he places the head of Umar radiallahu anhu on his shin. He says, Waykhar, da'khaddi fil ard. Place my head on the ground. Finally he relents, places his head on the ground. That personality whom my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyida kahuli ahlil jannah, Abu Bakr wa Umar. How many times he said this? He said the leader of the senior people of Jannah will be Abu Bakr and Umar. First of Muharram comes, his head on the ground, kamil shahadat on the musalla, and yet he is rubbing his face on the sand and saying, Waylun laka ya Umar, Waylun laka ya Umar, illam yaghfir laka. Then Umar, what will happen to you? What will happen to you if Allah does not forgive you? This is our Muharram. This sabak. One side that shahadat. The other side those personalities. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says, Kharaja alayna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَعَهُ الْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنِ. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of the house. With him was his beloved grandsons, Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma. هَذَا عَلَىٰ آتِقِهِ الْوَاحِدِ وَهَذَا عَلَىٰ آتِقِهِ الْآخَرِ وَهُوَ يَلْثَمُ هَذَا مَرَّةً وَهَذَا مَرَّةً. One on one shoulder, the other on the other shoulder. Kissing this one, kissing that one. Kissing this one, kissing that one. such public displays of affection for one's grandchildren or one's children by leaders amongst the Arabs was anathema, unheard of. So one elderly sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, innaka latuhibbuhuma? Ya Rasulullah, you love them? He looked at him and he said, Wallahi inni lauhibbuhuma. Allah's qasam, I love them. And then what did my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Man ahabbahuma faqad ahabbani, wa man abghadahuma faqad abghadani. The one who will love them loves me, and the one who hates them hates me. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala who is giving khutbah in Kufa. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu enters the masjid. All of a sudden Jabir addresses the majma. Man ahabba an yanzur ila sayyidi shababi ahli al-jannah falyanzur ila hadha sami'tu hadha min rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, any one of you that wants to see the leader of the youth of Jannat in this world, then look at this person that just entered the masjid. I heard this directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving khutbah of Jumu'ah, facing sahaba, sahaba looking at him, their backs are turned to them, their backs are facing the back of the masjid, they can't see what is behind them. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطبنا إذ جاء الحسن والحسين يمشيان ويعثران. All of a sudden the two babies enter the masjid. They are still young, so walking, crawling, walking, crawling. All of a sudden Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم stops. Juma khutbah. He stops the khutbah, gets up, rushes through the sahaba. Everyone is shocked. What has happened? He goes, picks up the two babies, comes back onto the minbar, and he says, Sadaqallah, may Allah spoke the truth. Innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. Your wealth and your children will be a test. Nadartu ila hadain as-sabiyain yamshiyan wa ya'thuran falam asbir hatta qata'tu hadithi wa rafa'tuhuma. He says, I saw my two babies walking and crawling. I could not contain myself until I interrupted the khutbah and went and fetched them. Such love he had for them. Ahle Bayt, Ahle Rasul. 61st year of Hijrah. 10th of Muharram. The day of Ashura. The boiling sands of Karbala. And each year in Muharram, this ummah is invited to revisit this. They were 72 in number initially. 3 days the battle raged. Their water had been cut off. It was now the final day. Day of Jumu'ah, 10th of Muharram. 20 had already become shaheed. 52 remain. Enemy 3,000 strong. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to his right hand side, flag bearer Zuhair bin Qain, go to Shimr and request him to halt the battle. Why? 10 days in Muharram, we shed a few tears. 12 days in Rabiul Awwal, sing a few nazams and naats and shed a few tears. Not one person makes tawbah. Not one person whose life is away from sunnah comes onto sunnah. Not one person who is away from the masjid comes to the masjid. Are we an ummah only of rituals? These incidents took place just for us to talk about them? What is the sabab? What is the lesson? 52 remain. Amongst them 16. Ahle Rasul. Ahle Bayt. Flowers. Hold the battle. Why? Hold the battle so that we can carry out and perform our salah. The college student of today says, I didn't want to take my shoes and socks off. That is why I made my salah qada. Businessman of today is too busy. Housewife is too busy. 95% of the believing ummah, the sun rises with the malaika of Allah cursing that home. And we are worried about what is happening in Iraq, what is happening in Yemen, what is happening in Syria, what is happening in Burma, what is happening in Palestine, what is happening throughout the entire world. My respected brothers, understand, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Halat and conditions are in Allah's hands. Allah says, we bring about this condition. Why? Come back to Allah.
Come back to the masjid. Knock the door of Tawbah. Embrace Sunnah. The door of Allah's mercy is open.
What is our response? Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. Allah is most merciful, most forgiving. أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ أَمْ لَكُمْ كِتَابٌ فِي تَدْرُسُونَ. The one who is crying in tahajjud and the one who is walking naked, the both are going to be treated the equal? Allah Ghafoorul Rahim is not a license to disobey Allah. Umar radiallahu anhu didn't know Allah was Ghafoor Rahim, that each time he's saying, La hadza fil Islam liman taraka salah, there is no shay in Islam if you will not perform your salah. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, the night before, standing, dozes off, smiling after that. Sister Zainab, the other daughter of Ali radiallahu anhu, my brother, what are you smiling about? He says, I saw my nana, my grandfather in a dream. He told me, my grandson, the time for you to meet me has come near. Glad tiding upon glad tiding, yet hold the battle for salah. Response comes, we will not hold the battle. What does he do? Divides his companions. 26 face the enemy, while the other 26 carry out salah in that condition. One wonders, how did they make the wudu? Their water had been cut off. Perhaps they made tayammum with the boiling sand of Karbala. Someone with his head bleeding, hand bleeding, chest bleeding, feet bleeding. What type of salah they must have made? How the earth must have embraced them when they made that last sajda? Because by the asr of that day, every one of them had become shaheed. Muharram has come. New year has come. Another milestone, another hallmark. And my respected brothers, Allah ke liye, another wake up call. Another chance, another opportunity Allah has given us. Other people make New Year resolutions. We want to understand Muharram. We want to understand this Qurbani and sacrifice of Sahaba and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make this resolution. Make this resolution that from now till I die, not a single salah I will make qada. Come back to the masjid, knock the door of Tawbah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.